Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Megan Carlisle, working at a local high school, frequently gropes a teen student under her supervision and invites the teen to her car for further sex activity. Carlisle also sends the 16-year-old boy student and a 15-year-old friend of his nude photos and videos.
Nancy, police are still investigating the scope of Carlisle's crimes, as the photos and videos were shared with an unknown number of other students, meaning Carlisle could have a large number of victims. Carlisle reportedly sent the student lunch money on a number of occasions and also bought him vape pods.
Carlisle, 37, charged with sex assault and unlawful contact with a minor. An Oregon drunk driver causes a three-car crash but doesn't bother to stop, despite his car being on fire. The driver makes it about 4 miles in the burning car before cops catch up with him. He gets out of the car, now engulfed in flames, and tries to hide in some bushes, but the driver's quickly cuffed on DUI and hit and run. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
U.S. Homeland Security Investigations is reporting the detention of 4 more people in connection with the death last year of 53 migrants, including 8 children who were abandoned in a tractor trailer in the sweltering Texas summer heat while being smuggled into the country. With more, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to the authorities, the 4 Mexican nationals were aware that the trailer's air conditioner was broken and unable to cool off the migrants who were confined inside during the roughly 3-hour journey. In San Antonio, the trailer was discovered to contain 48 dead migrants. 16 additional people were taken to hospitals, where 5 more died. Shortly after the migrants were discovered, the driver and another individual were taken into custody. They were accused of conspiring and smuggling, resulting in death. The 4 additional arrests happened in Marshall, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas. Investigators say that the smuggling enterprise used shared routes, guides, stash houses, trucks, and trailers to convey migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. They are all accused of conspiracy to transport immigrants, resulting in death, serious bodily injury, and placing lives in jeopardy.
If found guilty, the maximum punishment for each suspect is life in prison. Mexico has announced that it has detained the former chief of a federal anti-kidnapping agency in relation to the 2014 disappearance of 43 students. When the students from the Ayotzinapa Teachers College in southern Mexico vanished, Galberto Ramirez was in charge of the Attorney General's office's anti-kidnapping division. According to a report by the Assistant Interior Secretary, Ramirez is accused of disappearance, torture, and conspiracy for the failed investigation into the kidnappings, which are classified as disappearances under Mexican law because only the remains of 3 of the victims have been identified. It was on September 26, 2014, that security forces kidnapped the students off buses in the city of Iguala and sent them to a local drug gang who allegedly killed and burned them. In a London court, jurors have been seated and opening statements delivered in a trial that will decide the fate of actor Kevin Spacey. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The Oscar winner is accused of sexually abusing 4 men as far back as 20 years ago. 63-year-old Spacey has entered a not guilty plea to a dozen allegations, including causing a person to engage in sexual behavior without consent and sexual assault. As the 9 men and 5 women were sworn in as jurors to hear testimony in the case, which is estimated to last 4 weeks, Spacey stood with his hands clasped behind his back. The accusations against Spacey involve men who are now in their 30s or 40s in incidents that are said to span the years 2001 to 2013. This time period includes most of the decade he spent living in Britain and leading the Old Vic Theatre as artistic director until 2015.
The trial in Southwark Crown Court is anticipated to last 4 weeks. Back in this country now, as a former U.S. Marine accused of fatally chokeholding a man acting erratically on a New York City subway train has entered a not guilty plea. Jordan Neely, a former Michael Jackson impersonator who was shouting and pleading for money when Daniel Penny pinned him to the floor of a moving subway car and held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes, died on May 1st. The 24-year-old Penny entered a not guilty plea to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. 30-year-old Neely passed out during the struggle, which a bystander recorded on video.
Patrick Chapman wishes his ex-wife a happy Mother's Day and asks if he can swing by to borrow their son's laptop. Chapman, 34, noticed fraudulent transactions on his credit card and couldn't check from his cell phone. When Chapman arrives at his ex-wife's home, she argues with him, believing Chapman's accusing their son of stealing. Chapman eventually leaves, upset, and drives 3 hours to a family friend's home in Missouri. When his friend wakes up at 4 a.m., Chapman is gone. Over 2 weeks later, Chapman's red Ford Escort wagon found abandoned in the woods with flat tires and severe damage to the bumper, his wallet and meds still inside the car, but cell phone and keys gone. Police say the car was wiped clean of fingerprints. Chapman now missing over 3 years. If you have info on Patrick Chapman, please call Wayne County Sheriff's 573-224-3219. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.